Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 14, 1805. Tomahawks and hatchets. The men have finished the log work for the building of Fort Clatsop. The first mention of their cutting down trees for this project was on December 10, when Clark returned from his scouting venture. It is a wonder that they accomplished the task in so short a time, considering that they used axes, tomahawks, and hatchets. They have yet to side the interior, work on the roof, and finish sleeping quarters. The fort also includes a cool room to store meat and foodstuffs. Captain Clark writes a very short journal entry today.
The day cloudy and rained moderately all day. We finished the log work of our building. The Indians leave us today after selling a small sea otter skin and a robe. Dispatch 4 men to the elk out in the woods with directions to delay until the party goes up tomorrow. All employed in finishing a house to put meat into. All our last supply of elk is spoiled in the repeated rains which has been fallen ever since our arrival at this place and a long time before. Scarce a man in camp can boast of one day being dry since we landed at this point. The sick getting better. My man York sick with colic and griping. Captain William Clark, December 14, 1805.
Of course, Lewis and Clark were not the only ones who set down a history of their time at Fort Clatsop. Silas B. Smith, grandson of the old Clatsop chief Cumawol, had some documents that told a story from the Indian point of view. He shared those documents with Olin D. Wheeler, a railroad man and amateur historian who included them in his book, The Trail of Lewis and Clark, published in 1904. They read, in part, concerning the arrival of Lewis and Clark expedition at the mouth of the Columbia River in November 1805 and their sojourn at Fort Clatsop the succeeding winter, as usual, more or less tradition was handed down by the Indians to their descendants of the characteristics of the people who had come among them. The Indians used to tell of the remarkable marksmanship of the captains Lewis and Clark with firearms, and the surprises they gave to the savages by the wonderful accuracy of their shots. An Indian youth, Twilch by name, used to assist at Fort Clatsop in the hunting of elk and other game, and was there taught the use of firearms, in the handling of which he became proficient. I knew him in later years, and in my earlier acquaintance with him, he stood at the head of the hunters of his tribe, and more particularly in the art of elk hunting. It was always his boast that he was taught the art by Lewis and Clark. Tomorrow, Descendants of Cumawol.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.